Well, it's a Thursday on Breakfast, which means it's time to talk to Michael Jones about film. Michael, welcome to the studio.
G'day, Tim. How are you?
Good. Look, before we talk about Bombshell, which is the film that you're reviewing today, which comes out today, I want to sort of pick you up on something. Not so much pick you up, but I just want to basically complain about Joker or The Joker or whatever it's called.
Joker.
Mm. And I want to say, because I've heard you express positive views towards Joker.
I loved Joker. I thought it was possibly the best picture of 2019.
It was so long and just boring. It was just, you know what it felt like? It felt like Joaquin Phoenix's I Want to Get an Oscar. That's what it felt like. It was just these long scenes of him just alone in an apartment with his mum. It just was too long. It just felt like a vehicle for him, like as opposed to a story for us.
Well, you could make the same argument about a film like Ford versus Ferrari being a vehicle for Christian Bale. Get it? Any film these days that where actors are getting nominated for Oscars. I mean, The Irishman could be seen as a vehicle for your Pacinos, your De Niros, and Joe Pesci.
I just felt like maybe I was not in the best mood, but it just went on for a long period of time. It was really dark. There was the story moved slowly. That was my main beef. I don't care what you do in a movie.
It's an origin story.
As long as I'm entertained, and just long scenes of him agonizing over, you know, how upset he was and how unhappy he was.
He's mentally ill, Tim.
I suppose. But this is the thing. I don't go to the movies to watch a study of mental illness. I go to the movies to be entertained, to be transported to another dimension and not to be – I just didn't – people seem to be raving about it, and you included, and I just – maybe I need to watch it again.
Marvel movies for you from now on, Tim.
No, don't say – no, that's not what I meant. But I also dislike them. But I – okay, sorry. We're meant to be talking about – let's just reset. You're listening to 2SER. My name's Tim Brunero. I've just, for no reason at all – taken Michael Jones, our breakfast movie reviewer, to task for his views on Joker. I don't know why. But we're meant to be talking about The Bombshell or Bombshell.
Bombshell, yeah, something light, something you might enjoy. It's sort of a comedy/drama. So this one might be right up your alley, Tim. This one stars Charlize Theron, our Nicole Kidman, our Margot Robbie, and John Lithgow and Kate McKinnon. So that's quite a cast there.
It's a good cast,
yeah. Should hook you in. It's directed by Jay Roach, who's made films like Trumbo, Meet the Parents, and the first two Austin Powers movies. This film has also received 3 Oscar nominations in the last couple of days, including Best Actress and Best Supporting Actress.
For Margot Robbie.
Yeah, it's Best Supporting Actress for Margot Robbie and Best Actress for Charlize Theron. Now, Bombshell, the film opens in mid-2016. News anchor Megyn Kelly, who is a real person, played by Charlize Theron, she's just got herself on the wrong end of candidate Donald Trump's tweet rage.
I remember that. She's bleeding from her eyes.
Bleeding from her eyes and other places. Gretchen Carlson, played by Nicole Kidman, is desperately trying to hold on to her career after being shunted from the high-profile Fox and Friends, because she's getting a bit old now, and the ambitious, idealistic, and also fictitious young producer Kayla Popsicle, or whatever her name is, played by Margot Robbie, will do whatever it takes to get on air. Or so she thinks. The Fox News Network is run by the slimy Roger Ailes, played by John Lithgow in this film, the man appointed by the Dirty Digger himself to restore balance, as Rupert Murdoch saw it, to news media in the United States, with a formula of fear and titillation. Now, what could possibly go wrong in such a wholesome working environment? Well, it turns out that Roger Ailes liked to audition his female on-air talent by asking them to stand up and give him a twirl, because TV is a visual medium after all, and then to further demonstrate their loyalty by doing other things, which are suggested later in the film. You'll have to watch the film to see what those things are. Later in 2016, Gretchen Carlson finally cracks and decides to sue Roger Ailes for years of sexual harassment, and is surprised by the initial reluctance of any other female staff at Fox News to back up her claims. Yeah. Who would have thought? Bombshell does put the viewer in a bit of a moral quandary, especially those familiar with the two real women portrayed in this film, Gretchen Carlson and Megyn Kelly, what happened to them was undeniably wrong. But for so many years, these women and many others at Fox News had been complicit in Fox News's fright and titillate strategy, which has contributed to the growing political, social, and racial divide in America, all the while advancing their own careers and, you know, dancing with the devil, thinking that, you know, sexual harassment could never possibly happen to them, and turning blind eyes and deaf ears to the experiences of other women in the organisation. These are also women who, you know, denied feminism, yet were disappointed when the sisterhood at Fox News failed to get behind them. Now, these women, they're not young and naive. They're actually quite worldly wise and experienced news journalists. Whilst Margot Robbie's character is much younger, she has been given the drill by cynical fellow producer Jess, played by Kate McKinnon, but still elects to play the game and audition for Mr. Ailes in one of the more uncomfortable scenes that you'll watch on film this year. Charlize Theron's Megyn Kelly is a bit of an enigma. We never really understand her motivations, like whether she's actually trying to stand up for other women or is she really just trying to position herself somewhere in the organisation where she's above it all. And Bombshell is interesting in that it breaks the fourth wall as Megyn Kelly also narrates the story and introduces us to the major players. Perhaps it would have been easier to have more empathy for the women portrayed in this film if it had been directed by a woman. At times, the comedic tone of the film jars slightly against the more serious subject matter, and maybe it could have been more sensitively handled by a woman. There aren't too many explosive revelations in Bombshell, and it certainly won't change your mind about Fox News, but it does paint a very disturbing picture of the inner workings of large corporate media organisations. And even at the climax of the film, you are left wondering if this culture will ever change.
Well, yeah, I mean, Fox News is so awful in its core business. You wonder if it's just par for the course. Interesting stuff. Look forward to having a look at that one when it hits the movies today.
It's been a pleasure.